Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
You know, I was just telling you about the peer pressure that comes with smoke breaks and sutta breaks in offices and companies, where if you don't smoke or if you don't accompany the people stepping out, sometimes you're left out of a very integral discussion, ideation, brainstorming, team building activity. A lot of this happens over a sutta break. And this WhatsApp message says, "Haan, mere saath bhi ho chuka hai." 9880935935 per. This is what I got.
Hi, Disha. Morning. So it so happened to me at my first job in Mumbai. Most of my project leads and my manager, they used to go out for a smoke break. And then most of the project level designs and decisions used to be taken over there. And I used to just stay in the cubicle not knowing what happened. And the other team members were very much aware of what's happening. And then I slowly forced myself to go along with them for the smoke break. Yeah, it is a passive smoking, I understand. But I think I wish they quit it early.
Yeah, passive smoking, public smoking seems to be a big concern in Bangalore. Confirming that was the BBMP commissioner, Mr. Manjunath Prasad, who's in the studio with me. My name is Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. And we don't have a secret Santa this time. We have a cigarette Santa who says, bujhate raho.
Red FM pe aangeya cigarette Santa.
I believe there's a law for restaurants and bars as well. Bangalore is the pub capital of India. We have bars and restaurants at every street. True. Now, I believe there is a very strict smoking zone policy as well.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
If, for example, I have a restaurant or a pub or a hotel, as I already told you, I mean, smoking there is totally prohibited.
Correct.
You can't smoke. But there is a provision if the seating capacity of this pub or restaurant is more than 30. So then there is a provision to have a smoking compartment.
Right.
So people think that smoking compartment, you just, there is an one corner, you have some enclosure, you go there, you smoke and you can come back. It's not that easy.
Okay.
This smoking compartment has to be constructed as per the specification, number one. So the smoke will not come back to the restaurant again.
Into the non-smoking area.
Into the non-smoking area.
Okay.
The smoke, what you smoke, has to go to the atmosphere and it should not come back and circulate within the restaurant area, number one. Number two is, when you go inside, you should not serve either water or any eatables or drinks within the designated smoking area, number two. Number three is, there should not be even ashtray.
Kept over there.
Yeah, kept over there. There should not be any chair or tables.
So literally, it's an area where you go smoke and you come back. You can't dine, drink, none of that stuff.
No, you can't sit. There is no chair or no table. And the smoke should not come back to the restaurant area. It should have to go to the atmosphere.
But sir, most of these bars have a door which opens into the... That's not allowed.
See, that is not allowed.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody has to construct this type of smoking area, designated smoking area, it will not cost less than 10 lakhs. And this is a wrong notion among the restaurant owners or this one or the general public. Just you go there, smoke. I mean, it's of no use. When you open the door, entire smoke again comes back.
Yeah. What if it's an open space or there's an exhaust fan? Still, it won't be allowed because smoke is coming in.
No, smoke should not come back to the restaurant area. It should not affect the passive smokers or the non-smokers. So that is the law. If it is also the responsibility of the restaurant owner or the pub owner to enforce this. If he fails to enforce, we have very clearly issued an order telling that we will cancel your trade license. That means we will close down your restaurant.
Wow, that's pretty intense. Morning number one, pay Disha, Disha.
Morning number one, pay Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.